show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Fantastic Fridays. All right, y'all, it's Friday. Here we are at another day in the week, just 2 days after Wednesday, 1 day before Saturday, 2 days before Sunday, and you know the rest. Well, we are excited about today. We are looking forward to this wonderful journey, and I want you to look forward to your journey each and every day, and it just takes a little bit of planning. If you would just plan just a little bit the day before on some things that you absolutely know that you can do in the next day. Now, there are some things that you don't want to put down that you're going to do in the next day because it would be unreasonable. It wouldn't really make sense because it would be almost impossible to do that. I can't say, well, tomorrow I'm going to swim the English Channel. No, that would be unrealistic. But I can certainly say that on tomorrow I'm going to get up and exercise for 15 minutes. Again, I'm not going to say I'm going to get up tomorrow and run a marathon. Again, that's unrealistic. So, but if you do a little planning for the next day, you too can wake up each and every day excited about what today can bring. Now, it does help. Let me give you a little trick here. It does help to plan something exciting for your next day. And again, something that's exciting for you. For instance, if you're an author, it may be exciting for you to schedule a book signing. So the day before, you make a plan to schedule yourself for a book signing or a book review or a book discussion of some sort. Therefore, you too can wake up each and every day excited. Well, I'm excited. I hope you can really, really see how excited I am this morning because of the topic this morning. And I really, really, really love coming up with topics to bring and to share with you all. Some of them I pick up along the way as my day is going along. Sometimes I pick them up from various people that I talk to family members, friends. Sometimes I pick them up from the news, from the media, maybe something that I've read, or I may pick it up from something that has happened to me that has caused me to think, like, wow, why did that happen? And I'll say, you know what, that probably happens to a lot of people. And sometimes I get topics from that. So today, the topic for today, I am really, really, really excited about this topic. Welcome to the show, all of those who are tuned in from around the country and from those who are close by. If you're on the switchboard, good morning and welcome. Thank you for calling in. If you would like to call into the show, you can call in by dialing 347-945-7991. But we're going to get into our topic today. Our topic today is entitled PUSH. And it's actually the acronym P-U-S-H, PUSH. Now, I know some of you have heard this acronym before, and probably right now in your mind you're thinking, I know exactly what she's talking about, because you probably heard that acronym used and you know the definition for it. But actually, I have a little twist for it, and I'm not quite sure if you've heard what I'm going to as I'm going to present it today. But today, before we get into the discussion on PUSH, because actually I want to use as a topic PUSH to your success. PUSH to your success. And I want you to write that down somewhere. Somewhere. I want you to write it down. PUSH. But I want you to turn the word around. Your and put my. You know, you want to make things personal. So you're going to say, push to my success. Push to my success. This is a very short phrase. And when I start talking about this, you're going to really understand why I say that. Now, if you have friends and family members that have been trying to reach success in life, but they're stuck. They're stuck in something. And they could be stuck in problems. They could be stuck in setbacks. They could be stuck in tragedies, chaos. A lot of times people get stuck in chaos when things are just not going well. So you can go ahead on and text them, call them, whatever you need to do. I'll give you a minute or two to do that. But this really, I think this show is really going to be life-changing, you know, for a lot of people on today. Now, also, I'm going to give a few other people a chance to call in because I know people really, really, really want this message on today. Also, I'm going to be giving away a book today. So, and I know some of you may already have my book. That's okay because you can still get a copy and you can give it away to someone else. You may give it away to a family member, a friend, a coworker, a partner, somebody that may be struggling with something and you're really trying to help them. But I know this book will absolutely help someone. But today our topic is PUSH to your success. P-U-S-H. Now, before I get into that, I want to tell you about a conference that is coming up. Well, first of all, if you are in or around the Philadelphia area, we'll be there tonight for the I Am platform service located at 3051 North 5th Street in the city of Philadelphia. And that is a platform service at the Church of God. And it is hosted by the pastor and the bishop there and Shepherd Mother Elaine Cobb and Bishop Cobb. And there we have 8 dynamic preachers who will be preaching on one of the I Ams of the Bible. So that's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome service. Also, on October the 2nd, the SACADI, they're having their annual conference on awareness for domestic violence. You know, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month all around the country. And so there are going to be many, many, many opportunities for conferences, seminars, and workshops. Again, we can't get enough of that information out there. When, you know, I don't even want to start naming names of people who have suffered, even lost their lives at the hand of abuse. And some people are being abused and they don't even know it, because some people think that all abuse is a slap or a punch or a kick, and they don't realize there's about 9 different types of abuse: spousal abuse, partner abuse, domestic violence, child abuse, sexual abuse. There's even abuse in the workplace, but I'm talking about different kinds of abuse, like social abuse, financial abuse. There's verbal abuse. There's emotional. There's so many different ones, but we'll do some teaching on that come October. But this conference, SACAD, stands for Spouses Against Crack Cocaine Abuse and Domestic Violence, and they're having their Sisters Praying for Sisters Prayer Conference. It's going to be Saturday, October the 2nd, 10:30 a.m. There's just a free will offering being taken. It is going to be held at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church in Newark, New Jersey, at 142 Maple Avenue. There's going to be powerful speakers there. There's going to be free food, entertainment. Also, we're going to have some vendors and some community resources. Featuring Essence best-selling author, Dr. Cynthia D. Hunter. She's the author of A Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife, and I will also be speaking at this particular conference. So anyone you know in the area, please invite them out. Well, today I want to welcome you to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome. Now, I said that anyone who tunes into the show today, you will get a copy of my book. So in order for me to get that copy to you, I will need your mailing information. So you will have to send me your information via email. You can email it to info@lilisaj.com. So that's lilisajwilliams.com. And if you tune into the show today, you can email that to me, but you must tune in between the hours of the show, which is 7 to 8 a.m., and then you can let me know who you were, because we have a record of the people who tune into the show now. And you do have to listen live, so it won't be for those people who tune back in to the archives. So only the people who listen live, and the show will tell me at the end of the show how many live listeners we had. So, for instance, if you were a guest, you can tell me if you were guest number XYZ, and I will get you your copy. So include that in your email to me, your guest number. So back to what we're talking about today, push, 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 push. Now, the other thing I want to remind you all of, for those of you women who really, this is for the women right now, for you who want to get away, you want to revive, you want to restore, renew, I'm putting together a women's retreat. It's going to be held in Sandy Cove at the Sandy Cove Ministries. They have a website, sandycove.org, and that's sandycove.org. They're located in the Maryland area. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful facility. 2 nights and almost three days. We get down on Friday. We're going to leave on Sunday morning. You get 5 meals. You get your beautiful room and board. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome spiritual facility like you won't believe. Right on the bay. Gorgeous view. The rooms are impeccable. And it's only $170. And that includes all of your meals, the workshops. Oh, my God, the women, we are going to have an amazing, awesome, awesome time. That's December the 10th through December the 12th. And what we're doing with that, that's the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat. What's going to happen is we're going to come together, and it's almost the end of the year, so we're going to be winding down the year, but we're going to be getting revived and restored and renewed to take off in 2011. And as has been noted, 2011 is a new decade, We can't wait. We want to come and we want to get rolling. We want to get rolling for that. So I wanted to put that out there for you. Please contact me through my website. You can get information. You can actually register. You can begin to pay your deposits so that it's not a burden on you by the time the date comes. Now, this is, I tell you, this topic today, I'm really excited about it. Push, P-U-S-H, push to your success. Now, let me just go on and tell you a little bit about what I want to talk about today. You know, when you think about entertainers, performers, and I just happened to watch the reruns of the BET Awards. It was on last night. And so I was kind of watching that, and as the various performers were coming out, you know, I was trying to imagine, I wonder how many hours those people had to spend to get ready for their performances, you know. And then my husband, you know, he loves sports, and he's always watching football, and he was kind of watching football on another television. And I was wondering the same thing. I look at these great athletes, and I wonder how much time they spend practicing their craft, their skill. I mean, they come out on the court, they come out on the field, and they just look so effortless what they're doing. And then, you know, you watch different TV shows, the dancing, even when we're in church, and we see the liturgical dancers or the praise dancers, and we see them get up, and they dance so, oh, my God, it's just so spiritual even, and it's so synchronized as you're dancing with someone else. Their bodies just move to the music, and you're wondering, I don't know about you, but I wonder how much time they practice to get up there and do what they do. Or look at business owners. You look at people who, look at Mr. Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook. Facebook is so huge that it's not even funny. I was watching television and a commercial came on for Macy's. And Macy's did their thing, as they always do, inviting you to come for the one-day sale or the red dot sale or the this or that sale. And sure enough, at the end of the commercial, they didn't say, go to Facebook, but it was right there in plain sight. They had a Facebook icon, a Twitter icon, and another one I couldn't pick up on it because it went off by then, because I was so caught up in the fact that Macy's, and I mean Macy's has been around forever, here they are. So, you know, people, when we tell you get that Facebook account, trust me, you want to keep up with what's happening. Now, no doubt you can probably go to Macy's page and get coupons that you no longer have to go to the newspaper and clip them out. You could probably go right to their page and get it. I'm not sure. But, again, I wonder how long this Mr. Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook, I wonder how long he deliberated and got himself ready for his business and the success of his company. How much time does he spend on a daily basis getting ready for his success? And let's look at other people. There are comedians who are getting up there on the stage and they come off as if they're so good. I wonder what it took for them to develop their routines. Well, that's the essence of our show today. Push to your success. What these individuals all did, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Mr. Zuckerberg, all of these people, they had to do the same thing. You and I have to do the same thing. We have to prepare. That's what the P is for in push. We have to prepare until something happens. So push to your success. And a lot of people miss their success mark. Now, we understand that we're not talking about success as in the term of a final destination, but we are talking about success as in terms of what you've prepared for, what you are achieving and accomplishing in your life. Now, if God could tell Joshua that he would give him the gospel of good success, don't think it a strange thing that we're talking about success or that it's not in line with your God-given talents and abilities or it's not a part of the ministry that God would have for you. God absolutely wants you to be a success. Let me remind you that you were created in his image. And if you remember that there are other places where it talks about how there is no failure in God. So the person whose image you are reflecting has no failure, then therefore we too should have a series of success. And, you know, I just wanted to clear that up because some people, especially, you know, well-meaning Christians a lot of time, they get bent out of shape when you start talking about being successful as if we're going after something that's too earthly or too worldly. No, no, no. We have dominion over the earth. We understand that. So push to your success. Yes, we're going to pray until something happens. I know that's what some people had related that to, and others related it to maybe you're going to praise until something happens. Well, and that's fine, and that's good. But when you get up from praying and when your hands come down from the praising, you've got to still prepare. The Word of God says that faith without works is dead. Absolutely. It's all wonderful and fine to sit back and say, oh, I hope my business grows. You know, I have a motivational speaking, life coaching, training business. That's great for me to sit back and say, boy, I wish Performance Strategies Unlimited would do something great. But at the end of the day, I have to get pushed, prepare until something happens. Because you know what? It ain't going to happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight for Mr. Zuckerberg. It didn't happen overnight for Bill Gates. It didn't happen overnight for Oprah Winfrey. And it won't happen overnight for you. It didn't happen overnight for Yolanda Adams. It didn't happen overnight for Tyler Perry. And it won't happen overnight for you. It won't happen overnight for your children, your neighbors, or anyone else. It didn't happen overnight for me. It won't happen overnight for Mr. Walker. However, it will happen. This is when it's going to happen. So for those of you who are wondering, well, Coach Lalisa, when will it happen? It's going to happen along the way as you're preparing. Now, I talk in some other places about the power of preparation. And then I give examples of how when you're preparing for something, the something is going to be the result of your preparation. Okay, let me say it this way. If you prepare to not do anything with your life, so you don't do anything, well, guess what? You won't have anything. It's just that simple. But if you prepare, okay, let's just say I want to write a book, and I begin to prepare. I sit down, I get a pad out, I begin to write, or I get my computer out and I begin to type. I'm preparing. Or I sit down and I brainstorm and come up with some topics and titles and come up with some chapters and some outlines. I'm preparing. If I go online and look up self-help and self-publishing books and I read them, I'm preparing. If I begin to look up books on how to market your book or how to market your public speaking business or how to advertise it, how to promote it. And when I read those books, I'm preparing to be a successful author. And so that's why it's important for me to get this message to so many people about preparation, because unfortunately some people are not preparing, but yet they're sitting back expecting something to happen that they have not yet prepared themselves for, or they have not prepared for. And then, you know, there are people, none of you, of course, but I've ran into people who actually got angry or felt contentment with someone else who reaches a particular success, either in their business or their personal or professional life or their career, when they themselves didn't take the time to prepare. But yet they, you know, was willing to feel some type of way against someone who is reaching a particular success or accomplishing things, but that's because that person understands push to your success. They understand the very heart and the very art of preparing until something happens. They haven't just left it to the prayer. You know, even Jesus didn't just pray all day. He prayed and said, pray without ceasing. But Jesus got up and did. Okay? And Mike, if anybody had a right to just sit in their prayer closet and wait on God, if anyone had that right, it was Jesus himself. But Jesus was out doing and going. I mean, you know, he was in the midst of things. I remember one time Jesus, he even went out of his way to meet a woman at a well, okay, just so he could change her life. He went out of his way. That's the word of God says. He went out of his way. He didn't even need to go that way. Okay? Sometimes you, too, have to go out of your way to do something that is going to change your life. You have to go out of your way. Everything is not going to come to you easy and on easy street. And it's unfortunate because, unfortunately, in this generation, that's what some of our children think. And I know, and I've seen some of you parents working very, very hard. The school systems work very, very hard to, you know, teach young people that it's not an easy street. Yes, you can text, and yes, you have all the technology in the world. But guess what? Doesn't change, y'all. Preparation does not change because of technology. Now, your preparation time may shorten. Your preparation time may shorten, or the, you know, the energy expended on your preparation may decrease, but preparation is still preparation. And anything that you want that's a success, you have to prepare for it. And this is the reason why so many people, the lack of preparation is the reason why so many people in life are miserable. It's not because they can't have. It's not, sometimes, I mean, I understand there's racism. I understand there's classism. I understand there's even colorism. Colorism is when black people are looked down on others who are darker skinned. Colorism is in your own race, where one color thinks they're better than another color-skinned person. That's called colorism. It's not the same as racism. Racism is when there's a whole race of people feeling superior than another race. But colorism is within the race, where the people who are of a lighter color look down on the people. And really, that really only exists for the most part with black people. And it's been studied and documented. But everything takes preparation. Even if you go to the doctor, you go to the doctor, and you can go to the doctor and have surgery. You can come in on a stretcher. The doctor still has to prep the situation. They don't just open you up and start cutting. The doctor is going to have them resuscitate you or do whatever they can to stop the bleeding. The doctor still has to prepare. And I really believe that the teachings on preparation are just not what they ought to be. And so we have a lot of people who are frustrated about their lives, and they feel that they're not getting anywhere. And then what happens when you get frustrated and you feel that you're not getting anywhere, a lot of times what happens, people are willing to give up. And they're ditching their great ideas, their goals, and their dreams because they don't understand this principle and concept of preparation. But you have to push to your success. Now, you know, I talked about people in the entertainment industry and the sports industry, but that, you know, preparation isn't just about winning an NBA championship. You know, it's not just about winning a PGA trophy such as Tiger Woods or something, okay? Preparation is for you and me. It's for each and every one of us. Preparation, I'm telling you, it gives you the insight to how to work your business, how to work that education, how to work those gifts, talents, skills, and abilities that you have. When you prepare, don't you feel better? You just feel better when you prepare for something. I know people who speak, and you better not dare call on them to speak if you haven't given them time to prepare. You know, people just feel better. Even if you're going to cook, you have to prepare your kitchen even. You have to clean it. You have to get your pots and pans and dishes, you know, ready. You have to get the food, go to the store or whatever, get the food. Everything needs preparation. You are preparing right now for something. I don't know what. You got to answer that question. I know what I'm preparing for, but what are you preparing for? Because 1 year is going to go past. 2 years are going to go. If you're still living, 2 years will go by. 5 years will go by. 10 years will go by. I mean, let's just take it right now. Let's just take 10 years right now. Let's take 10 years. It's 5 and 5 is 10. Let's take 10. Look back 10 years ago. It's easy because this is 2010. Think back to just 2000. Just 2000. 10 years ago. Think back. And then look at what you were preparing to do in all of those years. What was your preparation schedule like? Okay, or I could say your preparation, you know, destination plan. What was your plan? If you say, well, I just left it in God's hands. Okay, fine. That's what you want to say? Okay, fine. So what did God prepare you for? And I understand already that we can leave things in God's hands, but guess what? God is also looking for you to do something with what he's given you. Remember the story of the talents, and God gave you some things, and he's going to come back and say, well, what did you do with what I gave you? I gave you everything you needed. And then I gave you me to go along with you, so what were you waiting for? Why weren't you preparing? What are we financially? Now, I tell you, this was a big one for me, because if I had known, you know, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, but certainly 20 years ago, what I know today about this preparation. And here's another thing that I'm also working on is the ability to be able to apply good principles and good fundamental tools and reasoning to every area of our lives. Some of us are good at applying things to a particular area. So I did a wonderful job at applying preparation to my education. But at the same time, in 1990, I wasn't really preparing my marriage so greatly or my finances, even my health for that matter. I did okay in that area, but certainly I didn't do as great as I did with the education. But why not? Preparation is preparation. So I ask you the question, what are you preparing for? You know, so many people, when things happen in their lives, they seem so shocked. They seem so out of sorts. How did this happen? Well, what were you preparing? And I'm not talking about acts that you can't control. If there's a tornado that hits your house, there's nothing you can do but have insurance. That's it. But I'm talking about the things that happen to us you know, bank account empty, out of work for 6, 8, 9 months, you know. Okay, these kinds of things. You know, don't blame the economy on that, because I have a long laundry list of people who over the past 2 years have gotten jobs. So there are jobs in every economy. It's the type of job. And here it is. Here's the thing. It's the type of job, but were you prepared for the type of jobs that are available? I'll give you a great example of being prepared. I think it's a great example, and you can tell me if you agree. Right now, what is the country prepared for? Right now, what is the country prepared for? And what is the country preparing for right now? Well, hopefully you have the same answer that I'm about to give. Right now, the country is preparing job-wise. They're preparing for what we call green jobs or environmental jobs. Now, I'm going to tell you about a lady because she actually is my sister. I have four sisters, y'all, so you hear me throw that word out there a lot. This particular sister, 15 years ago, decided to get a degree in energy. Well, at the time, I was thinking, why did she get a degree in energy? Why doesn't she get a degree in something else? I was thinking of some other things. But you see, she was on the cutting edge, and she was being taught, and she was learning about this crisis that we now have. We're in a crisis right now, people. Just in case, I don't know if anybody knew that, and I'm not just talking about because of the economy and finances, but we are in a crisis environmentally. That's why right now a lot of the dollars that are being spent in this country to boost the economy or stir the economy or spur it on or however you want to look at it, training dollars, the majority of those dollars right now are going to the green industry, the environment, anything that has to do with, as a matter of fact, I know here in New Jersey, there is a big conference coming up where they're dealing with weatherization because, again, any way we can conserve energies and other resources, green foods. There is a big conference happening in Philadelphia. I believe it's next month. I meant to tell my other partner about this. It's in the dry cleaning industry. It's a big conference in the, about, you know, all the green dry cleaning things. So green is the industry because we're in a crisis. So most of the dollars, if you want to start any kind of training school right now and you don't include training people on how to get green jobs, don't expect to get a whole lot of money from the government. If you are a college and a university right now and you have not adopted green courses and possibly even a green degree in some area, in some way, then, you know, pretty much you're not going to get a whole lot of money. It's just like maybe about, what was it, maybe 35 years ago when there was so much money put into computer programming and learning how to program computers. This was going back to, I believe, somewhere around maybe like 1985, somewhere around 1985. Anybody and their mother, I don't care if you didn't even have a GED. If you wanted to go to school and learn about computers and learn how to program computers back in around 1985, all you had to do was walk into almost any of those little colleges, schools, centers, or whatever, take a test. They would give you an aptitude test to see if you, you know, could work with numbers because, you know, computer programming is basically all math. That's all it is. It's all math. And it's, you know, computation, math problems. So if you could go into one of those schools and take that test, you were good to go. You were good to go, whether you had a high school diploma or not. And that's because we were in a crisis, and they were, you know, rolling out the computers because they needed to get more work done, they needed to get it done faster, and they needed to get it done through less people. So today, 35, you know, years later, we have what? We have this green environment. So that's what the country and the world is preparing for. So, again, I ask you, what are you preparing for? Because whatever you're preparing for is where your success is going to end up. Either you're not being prepared for anything, therefore you won't be successful at anything, or you are preparing for something, and therefore you are basically guaranteed success. You're almost guaranteed success if you prepare for it. Okay, but here's the problem. Because you may say, well, Coach Elisa, you make that sound so easy. You know, again, if I go to the store and I buy a box of macaroni and I buy a couple of cartons of cheese and I get a little milk and some eggs, what am I preparing for? Right, macaroni and cheese. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. That's why sometimes when, you know, our young people tell us they're going to be doing different things, we're like, no, you're not, because you're not preparing for that. I look at people who tell me, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to be a famous rapper. I'm going to be a famous singer. And the first thing I ask them, well, where are you singing at now? I can't find a place. Well, where are you getting on the mic anywhere? And you get on anybody's free program. Well, no, because, you know, I don't have this and that. So right there, I already know that that's just a pipe dream for them because they're not preparing for it. Even if the opportunity walked up and just knocked on their door, they couldn't take it because they're not prepared. You've seen those people. I don't know if you were watching the TV show where I think it's called Sunday's Best, and they were going all over the country, and you would sign up to come and perform and sing before them, and they would tell you if you were good or not. Well, I watched it. It was painful a little bit at first because I felt so bad for the people who weren't that great. But in all reality, the judges was telling them, you've come here and you're not prepared. That's all they were telling them. 9 times out of 10, it was like Yolanda Adams and Kim Burrell and different ones. And they would tell the person, the contestant, I guess you could call them that, they would tell them, wow, you got a great voice. We recognize that. You're awesome, but you're not prepared. And they would say, go back and prepare, and then come again. Meet us in the next city, that kind of thing. Come back next year. So I'm telling you, the lack of preparation, even when the opportunity, because look at that, there they were. They had every opportunity. They were sitting before the greatest song vocalist out there, but they weren't prepared, and it showed. You know, same thing in schools. You know, students, they fail on a test, and they're like, I don't know how I failed. Well, did you prepare? Well, I don't know. What is that? Well, did you read a chapter? Did you turn in an assignment on time? Did you do your homework? Did you go online and do some research? Did you talk to other people about the topic? You know, sometimes that's the best preparation, is talking to other people about your topic. Well, if you just tuned into the show, we have about 15 minutes left. We're talking, our topic today is push to your success. Push, P-U-S-H. Prepare until something happens. That's my charge to you today. That's my charge to each and every person who tunes in by way of chat room, archive. If you tune into the switchboard, that is my charge to you. Push to your success. Prepare. So, what comes in between there? Well, yes, you have to have your vision. Yes, you must set your goals. Yes, you must write down your plan of what it is. But in addition to that, as you're working that plan, you're preparing. You've looked at the plan. Again, like I gave the example with the macaroni and cheese. If I'm at the store and I do all that, and I come home, I turn on my oven, I begin to stir things up. What am I doing? I'm preparing to make mac and cheese. So in another couple of hours, people can expect a successful casserole dish full of macaroni and cheese. Why? Because I'm well prepared. I read the instructions. I read the recipe. I studied it. I put it in. I even practiced a few times before. So, yes, it's going to come out great. You may fail the first time at something. You may fail the second time at something. You may fail 100 times at something. But you get back up, you get back in the game, and you keep trying. You keep preparing yourself. Every time you fail, you assess and see, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? And then you begin to prepare for where it is that you want to go. Well, success is a result of your preparation. So I ask you, what are you preparing for? You know, think of it like, you're rehearsing, okay? You're getting yourself ready. You know, think about, now as you're preparing, think about, you know what? What's the worst could happen? All right? So you have to prepare, because what else do you have to do? The success is only going to come. Some people are just waiting on success, and they're not getting prepared. And then what happens when the success doesn't show up at a particular given time, they get what? You got it, frustrated, and then what happens? And they begin to start talking negatively to themselves, and then they start reminiscing all that negative self-talk. I knew you couldn't do it, no way. I knew it wasn't going to work anyway. I knew you didn't have what it takes. No. See, you just keep preparing. Keep preparing. Success is going to come at the end of your preparation. Preparation means you're reading about the thing that it is that you want to do. It means that you're talking about the thing that you want to do with other people who have already done it. It means that you are taking the time to keep yourself healthy so that when the day comes, you're around to enjoy it, that you have your health to enjoy it. There's nothing worse than preparing for something and you let your health go. Then when it comes, you cannot even enjoy it. That's why sometimes they tell us to slow down. Smell the roses as we're going along the way. Don't just scurry. And we didn't even stop and smell the roses. You know, they talk in business. They give an example about, you know, people who are so striving to climb this, used to be like a corporate ladder, so to speak. And you're climbing the ladder. You get all the way to the top. And imagine you're climbing up the side of a building. You get all the way to the top, only to find out your ladder is against the wrong building. But had you stopped along the way to observe what was around you, you would have recognized you were going down the wrong path. So as you're preparing, enjoy life around you. Enjoy every day. Enjoy. Because, again, it's nothing like getting all the way to the top and realizing that you didn't see anything along the way. And there was beauty along the way. It's not just beauty at the top of your successful journey. There's beauty all along the way. Every day, every client you meet, every customer you come into contact with, every supplier that you have to deal with, along the way is beauty. You got to acknowledge that and you got to relish that, you know, relish that moment. At the end of the day, please, I ask you, what are you preparing for? What are you preparing for? Look at. I'll just use myself as an example. I don't know all of you here on the phone. I don't know everybody in the chat room. Here's the thing, and I certainly don't know everybody that will tune back into the archive. Here it is. I'm preparing for, and you've heard me talk about it, I'm preparing for my book tour. I'm preparing for my speaking tour. I'm preparing for the coaching that I'm going to be doing all over the world. I'm preparing for that every single day, just so that you'll know you're not out there. I'm not telling you to do something that I'm not doing. No. That's not the case here. I'm doing it as well. I'm preparing. Every time I go online, I'm typing in things that are going to push me closer to that successful outcome that I expect. But at the same time, I am confident in knowing that I'll get there because I'm preparing for it. And when I get there, I'll be ready to handle it because I'm prepared. I mean, there are times when things come up a little bit quicker than what we expected, but we can't get sidetracked because guess what? That's not for us, you see. It's just to show us. Sometimes God will give us a preview. Sometimes God will give you a preview on life. And believe me, I'll be the first one to let you know, there have been times where I ran off with the preview, and I wasn't supposed to do that. He was just showing me, like he was just saying, "Little Lisa, I got you. Here's what it's going to look like." And so he'll allow certain situations and opportunities that come by me just to show me that he's still working with me. But you know when you're not ready. You know when you're not ready. Think about it. You're making some mac and cheese. You know that mac and cheese ain't ready to go in. You didn't even put all the ingredients in yet. You just got to put the eggs in. You left the milk out. You left the salt out. You know it's not yet ready because you had it written down, everything that needed to go in. So you already had the plan. You knew what went in. And then you knew how long it was supposed to cook. So you're not going to take it out the oven ahead of time, even though the people were there saying, "We need to eat. We're hungry." You're not going to take it out ahead of time because it won't taste right. They're not going to enjoy it. So that's what I mean. Sometimes God will allow opportunities to come by us just so that he can show us that he's still with us, that he's still guiding us, that he still loves us, that he hasn't forgotten us, that he still knows that he has a journey that we're on, that he still has a plan for our success, that he still has plans to prosper us and to give us hope and a future. God knows this. But sometimes we jump the gun and we jump out there and we grab a hold of what was just a preview, and then we take a setback, and now it's going to take us longer. And that's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the end of the world if that happens. But believing you has happened to me more times than not. So I have direct experience with it, but it's also been a learning experience so that I could share with others. If I didn't have that experience, I wouldn't be able to help you. So, in essence, I'm glad that I did that, okay? Because it's as a coach, as a motivational speaker, I need to have certain sets of experiences because they prepare me for being a coach and a speaker. Just like you, whatever business you're in, you need to have certain experiences because you need to share those with your customers or your clients or your students or whatever type of business that you have. Same thing with being a parent. Certain experiences that a parent has is going to enable them to help their own child or to help the children that they're around. So today is a great day. It's Friday. Saturday is coming. Sunday is going to be here. We're going to go to our various houses of worship. We can't wait to meet up with people that we haven't seen all week. Because, we can meet God every day. So, I'm going to church to see the Lord. Well, now you could have saw him in your bedroom. You could have saw him in your basement, in your backyard, in your car every day. But we do go to church and we do, congregate with the congregation. That's why it's called congregation. The Lord told us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves with other brethren and nothing like getting that good old, Christian hug and what have you. And we get to show them, and they get to see that God is working and moving in our lives, and we get to see it in them. And it encourages you and it strengthens you to continue to prepare. So keep preparing. Don't stop preparing for what it is that you have a goal and a dream to do and become. Know what it is, speak it, write it, see it, live it, own it like it's yours. I was on Facebook earlier and somebody posted a comment on there about some women who refer to themselves as first lady, and they were saying that why do some women do that? Why do they refer to themselves as first lady? And I just posted back and said, well, maybe they're speaking those things that be not as though they were. I mean, who knows? But certainly God has given us the power and authority to do that, and maybe that's what they're doing. I certainly spoken being a CEO and claimed it and said I was a CEO long before I ever got my first company. And I got my first company, so I spoke it and I became it. And there are some women who absolutely know that God has called them to be first ladies. I mean, again, God will sometimes give you a preview of what your life is going to look like. I think that's to kind of encourage us along the way as we're preparing for where it is that he's taking us to. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Don't forget, if you tuned in, you are going, and I have a record of the people who are tuned into this show, so you're going to get, okay, preview. Wow, that's good. Great. Thank God for those previews. Absolutely, Kiva. That is so, so true. But thank you for that supporting comment. Now, don't forget, email me. Don't forget, the conferences are coming up. Please, please go to the website. We would love to see you at any one of these events. We have about 4 events in October. We have not an event scheduled yet for November, but I'm sure there will be a couple. And then we have our retreat in December. Please email me, info@lalisajwilliams.com. Go back and listen to the archive if you need to get it, because I actually said it letter by letter. But it is actually my name, first, middle, initial, and last name, .com. Give me your information, where you want me to send the book to. You have a choice. You can either get God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life, and that's that enemy that I was talking about on yesterday, or you can get Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, and that book is about living your highest potential, living your God-given purpose, and you'll also get from that some steps on how to prepare. So today is Friday. Go and enjoy fantastic Fridays. Go and push. Write down your preparation steps. What are you preparing for? Whatever you're preparing for, that's where you're going to end up. So wherever you end up, wherever you are right now, that's what you prepare for in your past. You don't believe it? Just sit down, count it up. It's been great. It's been real. And we'll see you back here on Monday for another episode of Coach Lalisa. This has been Coach Lalisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.